push them down through the country.
Oh, I didn't know.
Rather than to hold them on your shoulders.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Oh, wait a minute. What about a kind of a a rock that you could carry around with you to sharpen, like a scythe or something?
Like a what now?
Like a rock that you might carry in your pocket to sharpen a tool if you were cutting with a...
You mean the wet rock, that's what they call it.
A wet rock.
Now they call them a carborundum stone.
Oh,
they had to dress it up a little, you know.
But it's the same thing.
It's a wet rock.
So how about one that you sharpened things with that had a handle that you turned?
That was an emery wheel.
Emery wheel.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, we had two, Mary. We had the old-time grindstone.
Oh.
Which is a finely, we might say, knitted rock. My dad's rock was that big around,
mm-hmm,
and that thick.
Mm-hmm.
And he had it, and it was a square in the middle of it. And you put that onto a shaft, and then you made your own wooden crank.
Mm-hmm.
And you stationed that on a stand, and he'd get out here to the end, sharpen that action. One of us children would turn the old thing and keep water, pour water on it. Well, finally, show you how he was always the thinker.
Mm-hmm.
We poured the water on, and of course it'd run dry, and we'd have to pour more on and get more, mm-hmm, too much water. And he rigged him up a thing with a simple tin can on it,
mm-hmm,
and just punched a little bitty hole in it, mm-hmm, and just had a constant drip on,
mm-hmm,
on this thing, see?
Uh-huh.
Which is as simple as ABC, yet what an improvement.
But what an improvement. Mm-hmm. Well,
and you could keep grinding the other way. You had to have somewhere to pour the water, or he had to stop with his axe, or I had to stop grinding to pour the water on.
Mm-hmm.
So that simple little stick that he put up there with a baling wire through a tin can,
mm-hmm,
and a little hole,
mm-hmm,
why, it fed the water constantly.
Mm-hmm. Well, he really
but
was
that's what you call the old grindstone,
yeah.
But then the emery was more abrasive and smaller,
mm-hmm,
turned faster, and it would cut your axe down and really abuse it more or less, but it would get the shape that you wanted, and
mm-hmm,
then you'd go back with the old grindstone and cut it down to a smooth it out, and
mm-hmm,
they didn't even take your whit rock.
Mm-hmm.
Back
mm-hmm
then they had them old whit rocks that long,
mm-hmm,
and you'd go up each side, and
mm-hmm,
well, those axes were sharp as,
mm-hmm,
almost sharp as razors.
Mm-hmm.
I've got when I was a child, I got a hold of Dad's axe, and I think I can show you.
Oh, you did that with an axe?
I was 4 years old when I done that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Four?
But I've got other scars like that. I got playing baseball.
Oh, from playing baseball, uh-huh.
Spikes.
Ooh,
but
this
one was caused from an axe.
From an axe, when you were 4 years old?
Never went to the doctor, you know.
Mm-hmm. What in the world were you doing with an axe when you were 4 years old?
I was just out in the back of a wood pile, and of course I'd watch him cut wood,
uh-huh,
and I thought, well, I'll try it.
You had seen the
I picked the axe up, and I hit the stick, and it glanced off, and whack.
Oh.
I just laid her down when walking, and I had blood all over me, blood all over the floor.
Oh.
You know, a scar that wide should have been sewed up.
Should have been sewed up,
yeah.
Sure. But you were a little kid, and you had seen.
Just watched my dad, yeah.
Oh,
wanted to try it.
So you wanted to try it.
And that's one of the times that he was careless. Ordinarily, he would put that axe up, or he would have stuck it in a block of wood so deep that we couldn't get it out.
Mm-hmm.
It might have been my mama's out there using it, getting some kindling that she needed or something, and she may have carelessly left it.
Mm.
I couldn't, looking back, I can't hardly believe my dad would
be that careless.
Would be that careless, because he was more conscious of those things, but my mother would have probably, if she'd used, she'd probably just stood it down beside of the...
Mm-hmm.
And it's so dangerous, stand them down beside a shiver, you'd just hit your foot against one and cut you open,
mm-hmm,
see?
Mm-hmm.
It's like hitting a razor. They kept them sharp back then.
Mm-hmm.
The old axe I got out here is dull as hell. I even chopped concrete with it some. That doesn't help it at all.